The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in. You heard the number, 222-8255. Give us a call if you'd like to. Let us know if you head out on the water. It's not going to be as bad of a day as last weekend was. That mini nor'easter we had, I think, kind of shut down a lot of stuff. But anyway, give us a call if you'd like to. And we got Ted Hartman in here and Bill Denmark.
Good morning. Howdy.
And, y'all went fishing together this week, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, talk about the weather here for a minute. I know they're, for the marine forecast, they're talking about southwest winds, 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet for today. Inland waters, a light chop. And then tomorrow, south-southeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland waters, a light chop. And then we got a little chance of rain coming in on Monday. So looks like Monday and Tuesday might be a little wetter, but hopefully the next couple of days going to be good. I always talk to people at the boat ramp. They talk about the weekends are always, the weather's always messed up, always messed up. But looks like today and tomorrow is going to be pretty good. So get out there and get them while you can.
There'll be plenty of people out there today.
I bet there will. There was a bunch of people out there yesterday.
It was a tournament.
Yeah, pre-fishing. I know Chris is out there.
Yeah. They have a redfish tournament today, and then Chris is in the Jacksonville Offshore Sport Fisher Club's club tournament.
I spoke to a guy who came from Texas to fish at redfish tournament. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they come from all over. And used to be they'd come in about a week or 3 or 4 days early, and you'd be flying all up and down the creeks. And
he was, this guy was, but I met him at the gas station. He's been here a week.
Yeah. So I don't know, it's been tough for some of them. I know I talked to a couple of them yesterday at the boat ramp when I got back in. And
me too.
You know, they were having a tough time. Yeah. Our water temperature is still just not, we had a couple of cold nights, dropped it back down again a little bit, but
when we were out, it was 56.8.
And when was that?
That was Thursday.
Thursday.
The no fish day.
Was there no fish?
No, we caught some.
Oh, there you go.
But he caught the only keeper one, but we did catch some.
Mm. I caught 3 flounders in 3 weeks. I had to look them up. I didn't even remember what they looked like. I said, what's this? I went online and said, that's a flounder. I remember those. So that was pretty nice.
Were they keepers?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I was with Ted, last week I caught one.
It was a little small one. But it was, it felt like an ice cube.
Well, you caught one. You caught one the other this week. It was about 4 inches long, but
it's bigger than that. Hooked it,
he hooked it through both eyes with a jig, and then tells you anything.
Using it for bait or something?
Yeah. I thought he hooked an old flip-flop.
How big was the one you caught? I don't know.
It was about 14 and a half.
14 and a half.
Yeah. I mean, in my mind, it's the bottom one. You should really start keeping them. Unless you're freaking desperate and you're going to make ceviche. Yeah. Didn't keep the 12.5 inches 3 weeks ago.
No, you can stuff him, I guess, and stuff him with crab meat. That adds to it,
I made Gail that too. Stuffed flounder.
Mm-hmm.
Now Publix on Normandy is the only one I know that'll do it. They have the stuff, the crab dressing, that you can buy from them and buy
to
the
stuff
weight.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to stuff it with. And it's awesome. It's good stuff.
They used to make this stuff called Ocean Pacific crab meat stuffing. And we used to buy it at we used to buy it at Publix, and then they stopped selling it. And then we started buying it at Winn-Dixie, then they stopped selling it. And but it was what they used to stuff their flounder back then. And I guess Publix went to this other stuff, But that stuff was so good. Oh, it's so good. And it came in like a 1-pound package, rolled package, sort of like patty sausage.
Yeah,
And it was so good. I don't even know if they still sell it. I have to look it up and see. I don't know. Maybe Albertsons would sell it or some of these other.
I used to off-brand stores there.
Hmm?
I used to catch shoplifters there.
We're at Albertsons.
Albertsons. Yeah.
It was. Weren't you afraid you'd get sued? Yeah, they're not allowed to chase them outside anymore. I would think you'd reward like a can of soup if you hit one in the head with a steak or something. But they're not allowed.
I threw a steak under a guy's foot while he stepped on it, and when he turned the corner, he busted his behind.
Actually, Home Depot over on Lane Avenue is the one that caught some guy and a girl that had stolen my wife's car.
No kidding.
And, yeah, and they were using one of her credit cards in Home Depot, and then they, you know, whenever they questioned him, they started running out the door, and they grabbed him, and then he swung at one of them, and they kind of protected themselves, beat the crap out of him. He looked pretty bad by the time
all nine guys protected themselves.
Yeah. And the woman, she was so high on drugs, she went running out the door, fell face first on the concrete, bust her face up.
She sued him.
Yeah. Nope.
No?
No.
Oh, good.
But we got the car back.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Had cleaned the drugs out of it and the clothes, and they looked like they were going to live in it because of all the clothes.
Mm.
And, They had it like a day and a half, sold it one day, and then we got it back the next, like late evening, you know.
That's terrible. You wake up in the morning, you go out there, and your car's gone.
Mm-hmm.
My truck was stolen once, so, yeah.
Yeah, low lives. Just low lives. Let's get Henry on the phone this morning.
Hey, Henry.
Morning, Henry.
Morning, how y'all doing?
We're doing good, sir.
Good morning.
We started talking about the stuffed flounder, but
yeah.
I found a new place to a restaurant to eat that's on Kingsley Avenue, and it's called the Fish House.
Oh yeah, matter of fact, I was there. I think it was Tuesday. My wife had a doctor's appointment on Kingsley Avenue, and we left there. And Nathan Stewart owns that, so we pulled in there and thought we would try it out.
Well, we were impressed with it. We had eight in our group, and. Everybody, even the one, usually you have somebody in the group that they'll complain about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, when you got a big group,
on
yeah.
And on how good the grouper was. We tried the grouper. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's good.
And it was packed. Of course, the place is small, but we had to park in the lot down the street to get to it. It was packed. So,
yeah. Yeah, the parking situation's a little difficult in there. You could park in the library also back there.
And the last thing I'm going to say is I called y'all before talking about speck fishing out there at Grandin Lake, and we tore them up last Monday. So,
oh, good.
You know, they're averaging about a pound and a half. So,
you say Grandin?
Yeah, Grandin Lake.
Yeah.
I like that lake.
You do? You've been there? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were just fishing the lily pads with a cane boat and just tore them up, so...
No, that's good, man. Was they how you know about probably what was the average size to them?
They were we'd catch most of them were about almost a pound,
uh-huh.
And then we'd catch a couple of slappers, so a couple of catfish and hook a bass every now and then. But we all limit out. You know, we was two boats, so we all limit out. So. More than I wanted to clean. It was fun.
Yeah, they are fun. I haven't done that in years and years. But we used to go to Crescent Lake, Dead Lake, and fish there, and then Lock Lusa and all, and fish the lily pads. And man, I used to love that as a kid growing
Dead
up.
Lake. I used to fish Dead Lake with my grandfather.
Yeah.
Would you use minnows?
I'd use minnows, but he used a jig, and he'd catch just as many as I would.
Yeah.
So, no jigging.
That's a good spec report.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't take my wife no more, though. when you take somebody, I told you before, when you take somebody that won't take the fish, they won't bait their hook, and they won't take them off, it's a long day for that person.
So. Tell me about it. I know that's my job, man.
and Gail don't want to go home, so... We're sitting there fishing and fishing and fishing. She'll do it all day and all night.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a good day.
Well, thanks, Henry. And I appreciate you calling. That was a good spec report. That's good because I've been waiting to hear a good one.
Well, the rumor is when the dogwoods start blooming, you need to be on the lake spec fishing.
That's it.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Cap Chip Wingo on the phone.
Morning. Morning, Chip.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. In the water.
Good.
Yeah, and looks like we're going to have a little wind again today.
Yeah, they're not talking about southwest 10 to 15 is what it's showing up here so far.
Are you tournament fishing?
Oh, no. My tournament fishing has a check with it, guaranteed.
Yeah, I know there's a redfish tournament today, and then I guess it's a pretty big tournament. People are going from out of state and all, you know.
Yeah, the IFA, I think, today. Then there's a club sheephead tournament today.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a sheephead tournament, is it?
Yeah. Well, he's after sheephead.
Oh, okay. It must be then.
I think three.
Yeah.
Is what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be a nice day for everybody. I mean, we got this tide high right now, and it's high.
Yeah.
Real high. But I'm hoping for that fall out of the grass and a good bite today. I know Leon had a good bite yesterday down south. So, we'll see if the fish are willing to cooperate here since they've been all boogered up for like a week.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty tough, all the people I talked to the same way. They've been talking about ever since about last Friday, it's been pretty tough.
Yeah, when you come up across a school of fish and there's 20, 30 of them on the bank and you throw everything except for dynamite at them and they won't eat,
yep.
It's kind of disheartening. But, it seems like we go through that every February in one little area, or spot of time.
We had the same thing yesterday. We had fish that swim right across their line, right across the bait, you'd see them, and it's not like they were blasting out of an area. They were just kind of cruising around. And, once the tide got low enough, we could start seeing them like that. Because, we got out there yesterday morning. It was still, like you're talking about, still high. It was higher than I expected it for the time on the tide. And, I'd say two places, we probably saw 30 reds,
Wow.
I mean, not 30 at each spot, but about 30 total. And swim right across the bait, just wouldn't eat. We got one in the first spot. We got one, and then started seeing them moving around and thinking, okay, here we go. But that was it. Went to another spot, didn't even get a bite there. We saw them, but didn't even get a bite there.
Kind of disheartening when you take clients out and you're like, see them? See the redfish? They're like, no. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, my God, I see them.
Yeah.
And then for an hour you can't get them to eat.
I know.
Like... and you throw everything you got at them. I mean, every kind of live bait, any artificial you have, anything, trying to get them to eat.
Well, luckily these people have been with me before, so they've caught, a lot of fish with me before, so they understand. And he could, spot the reds too, so that was good,
Yeah, it still doesn't make it fun.
No, it gets pretty aggravating, man. It's, when you're sitting there and they just won't eat nothing, it's like, golly,
Yeah. How was your sheephead bite this week?
Not good.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
We spent, 3 hours, I guess, out, and we didn't hook a fish.
Well,
we couldn't even catch a blenny, which for me is extraordinary.
Yeah, we fished the last of the outgoing and the first part of the incoming and not.
Oh, wow. That's
three boats come up there and left?
Well, two other boats. There's three of us together.
Well,
the guys
on
the other
far
side.
End, yeah.
See, that's the tide. That's the better tide I like is, once it slows down on that outgoing, because, it'd be hauling butt, on the middle of the outgoing. But once it slows down, and you get that low water coming in because, your current's not bad and all. That's my favorite tide out there. But
it was going out 2 hours after tide.
It never came in where we were. It was just the rocks got deeper and deeper, but the water where we were, it was still going out.
Yeah.
It must have been in a swirl or something.
Well, it's an hour and a half. Usually at the jetties, it's an hour and a half for it to turn around like that.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost... almost all the time. It the only time it changes is like with the wind at times, mm-hmm. But
what don't you know?
Me?
Yeah.
A wizard of the waterways.
That's right.
If you'd fish with me this week, you'd think a lot I don't know. How about you, Chip? You've been this week?
Yeah, I went once. I've been doing a lot of stuff for Mom, but
yeah. Is she doing better?
Yeah, she's doing a little better.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting everything else situated now. And,
yeah.
Paperwork is like, you can't get it done in a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Take months, it seems like. But, no, she's doing good. I don't know if she's listening this morning or not. It might be a little early for her this morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's the one that joked around about the cast net issue I had a while back, where they were giving me a hard time. Like, do I need to help you with your cast net skills? So,
nice. Hey, I moved here from Pennsylvania, and we don't cast net a lot of stuff in those little streams up there. But these old guys had a fish, you know, fish camp or whatever in New Smyrna Beach, and this old codger, and he certainly qualified as that, and his buddy were sitting on the front porch of this ratty bait shop, and they said, "Here you go." He says, "Now you need to try that thing." And they sent me out in the parking lot so they could watch me throw the cast net the first time ever. Didn't help me at all. And they were laughing so hard at that stupid Yankee. I've always hated him ever since. It was just cruel.
I had a hard time throwing one for a while with some issues I had with my discs and stuff. And, you know, they were making fun of me because we went out tarpon fishing. And I couldn't rotate. Yeah. So, you know, now that I've been going to Revolution Chiropractic, they've got me wired. I mean, I can do it again, but it's like, you know, when you can't turn, you know, and you're just kind of using your arms, it was bananas, and I was getting so frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And they were videoing it and just having a blast with it. Finally, I just dropped the net and said, next.
That's funny.
It's amazing what those rods in your back will do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, the solar and lunar table says that fish activity is going to be a little better next week. This next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just so you don't go crazy, it's done by the same people that predict the wind.
Well, I tell you, actually, I expect it to pick up, you know, because of the warm weather we're supposed to be having, you know. And hopefully we'll get that water temperature up again. I mean, when it dropped suddenly, not this past week, but the last week, when it dropped suddenly, that's when I saw everything change.
Just turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I noticed that when it warmed up, I guess it was, what, a Friday ago, we had a really good bite that day. Not necessarily on reds, but a lot of other fish.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you pull the fish out of the water and grab a hold of them, they were ice cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
so,
yeah. Feels like you just took him out of the cooler.
Yeah. And you're like, and they fight hard, you know, but it's just getting them to bite.
Exactly, yeah. I think they've got all that pent-up energy, you know, because they're not moving around much at all. I mean, just, you know, sometimes you'll be sitting there, you know, how we usually see them pushing wake. Sometimes you'll be sitting there and not see movement whatsoever, and then a 25-incher will take your line. I mean, it's like, why didn't we see him move over there? But they're just moving so slow, you know. Now,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the ones we saw yesterday, they were moving pretty good, and it looked like, you know, especially in this one place, this one fish was moving back and forth, and you're thinking, well, he's looking for something to eat, you know, because he's really working that area, but never could get him to bite.
Yeah, well, I mean, we pulled back into a flat and sat there and worked it, and I'm like, all right, guys, let's push back a little further and see if they're back a little further, and of course not. They were right in front of us.
Yeah.
We bumped the whole school, and they, you know, they just wouldn't eat, you know, and when you're watching them bounce off the boat, you know, and you're like...
Yeah. I like that. Whenever you crank your motor, it's like you sit there, and you crank your motor, and then it looks like you threw a mule in the water. They all just kind of take off, you know. It's like, really? And we had our lines right there, you know.
You threw a mule in the water?
That's what it looked like. You know, all the fish splashed.
Is that a Southern expression?
Yeah.
Yeah, some Yankees don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
No, I am
that's
confused.
That's right, brother.
Well, I hope you get on them out there today, Chip.
Thanks. You guys have an awesome day.
All you right. too, brother.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
All right,
and
bye.
Appreciate your call, man. And if you'd like to give us a call, 222-8255 is the number to call. 222-8255 or 82-TALK. 222-TALK. I said it wrong. I'm going to confuse everybody. 222-8255. Just give us a call. We'll be back right after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say a 15-year employee being fired from a manufacturing company started shooting in its suburban Chicago plant, killing five co-workers and wounding five police officers before he was fatally shot. Aurora police say 45-year-old Gary Martin was being terminated before he started shooting at the Henry Pratt Company. The lawsuits are coming as predicted after President Trump declared a national emergency along the southern border. The president predicted his administration would wind up defending it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The president's comments on Friday produced widespread agreement. The American Civil Liberties Union has announced its intention to sue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several Democratic state attorneys general have already said they might go to court as well. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 444 points, 25,883. More details at srnnews.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, February 23rd from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Steps and Strides Against Breast Cancer at the Jacksonville Equestrian Center. Saturday, February 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 23rd at 7 p.m., Jacksonville Symphony presents Star Wars, A New Hope at Jacoby Symphony Hall.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler is any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Roads are looking pretty good this morning. As for the weather, going to be partly sunny today and tomorrow. Looking for a high today about 76. A little bit of patchy fog on Sunday with a high near 80 and then mostly cloudy tonight. And Sunday night, low tonight, 60. Low was Sunday night, 65. As for Monday, 30% chance of afternoon showers. That rain should be continuing through about next Friday with a high 74. Currently 59 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back again on the Still Just Fishing Show. And let's see, get Henry on. Morning, Henry.
Yes, I am. Morning. You all are talking about catching redfish.
Yes.
When I first came to Florida, it was a long time ago, and I was about 12 years old. My dad decided, let's go fishing at the big jetties.
Yeah.
So we get out there, and 30 years ago, it was rough out there. If you didn't have a four-wheel drive, you couldn't shoot that gap to get to the rocks. you had to park your car and walk over to Sand Dune.
Oh, yeah.
To the big jetties.
I remember those days.
We parked our car. We walked on top of Sand Dunes. We see two guys in a Volkswagen. They were stuck, or they were trying to jump start the clutch. So my dad goes down there, and it's in July. It was hot. It was about 12 o'clock. And he started pushing that Volkswagen with that guy, trying to help him to jump start it. And after about 15, 20 minutes, he goes, let me look at this motor. He lifts up that the back end. There was no motor in that Volkswagen. They were just pushing it to have fun. They were from a hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
They were doing a field trip, and he's out there pushing that thing with those two guys. But we went on out there to the jetties and sat on that wall, and we got into those reds. And they were big bull reds. We landed some, and we put them in our fish basket, and I'm sitting, there was no place to tie it all. So I tied it to my leg, that nylon cord, and just threw it out in the ocean there on about 20 line. Well, the tide changed, and it started washing back underneath the jetty rocks. And you know where that basket went?
Oh, my goodness.
It was full of fish. And my dad, I had a knife on fish to cut that. My dad on the other side, don't you cut that line until I get over there. I'm hanging on to the wall trying to keep from going out underneath it. He comes over there, he's yanking and yanking on that line, and that basket was underneath there and was tangled up. Finally, he cut it. Because he didn't want to lose his son. But I never seen my dad so mad in his life. Because he was proud of those big reds he had in that basket. But to this day, we don't talk about the Volkswagen. Him out there. It took him 15, 20 minutes to realize there was nothing in that Volkswagen.
Golly.
Well, at least it was easy to push.
Yeah, being a Volkswagen, yep.
Hey, Henry, was that back when you could walk out there on those jetties when they had that flat part that went way out there? Yeah, I remember that.
Man, I tell you what, there was some great fish. And if you didn't catch any fish on the ocean side, you just flip it over on the other side. And flounder, trout, reds. The fishing out there is not as good as it used to be. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, there's just a lot more people that, you know, when you have a lot more people targeting fish and all, that's why they've had to go to limits and stuff like that. Because, you know, over the years, I mean, you get so many more people fishing. It has hurt the population some, but I mean, that's just the way, you know.
But I used to see a lot of folks, old timers, go out there with those sacks, coffee sacks, whatever you call them.
Those burlap
the
sacks.
The big brown, mm-hmm. I call them sheephead sacks, because that's what they were filling up with.
We used to call them kirker sacks, but we'd get them with a bushel of oysters. That's how we'd get them.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, those guys knew how to shoot. I'd fish right beside them and wouldn't catch a sheephead, and they're just pulling them out left and right with those 14-foot cane poles. And it was just, they'd slay them out there and fill them up, too. Fill those sacks up and walk off the jetties with those, you know, probably 50 pounds of sheephead on their back. So, but those were the good old days, fishing with Dad out there. So that was his famous. They're sitting on a flat rock. But I'd catch a Sailor's Choice and throw it out there and just let it float around and see what would hit it.
Yeah.
He didn't like that too much.
He probably wanted you to catch keeper fish and bring him on.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know how many tarpon I hooked out there. Never land one, but I always hook them just behind the surf.
It's tough to catch tarpon on a cane pole.
When I'd fish with my dad out there like that, especially when I was a teenager, and I'd hook a little croaker or whiting or something like that, I'd want to put him on a float, throw him out there for a tarpon. You know, my dad was like, we're not here to have fun, we're here to get some fish.
Well, your dad might cut your leg off. That's not the right.
And I was like, what do you mean we're not here to have fun? We're here to catch fish. I said, fishing is fun. You know, he goes, well, yeah, but we want to take stuff home. So
yeah.
He said, don't worry with that.
The saying I remember my dad was, I'd always, if I didn't get a bite, I'd just reel back in real quick and go back out. And he said, son, you ain't going to catch no fish unless you keep your line in the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I must have heard that 100 times when I was young with him. So,
Well, Henry, did you ever get stranded out there on those jetties with the tide?
I'm going to tell you a story, and a sad story. I watched a preacher, a black preacher, and four ladies go out there. It was a mini Northeastern, and we were out there fishing, and we didn't even, you know, there's a bend that goes around, and we didn't, it was a low tide, and the water was already up on the rocks almost. And, we tried to talk them out of going out there, but they went on out there and kept on going. And the next day we read about the paper, all five of them drowned out there.
Oh, my goodness.
They're so far out, they got washed off the rocks.
Yeah.
And, I've had so many experiences out there, fishing out there, and I watched one of those jets just nosedive into the ocean out there, and it took them 2.5 hours to get him out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from Mayport. We watched all that rescue. But the worst thing, another bad thing, a guy had a 250 gill net out there, which I think was legal at the time. This was 30 years ago. He couldn't even get, there was four old guys on each end. They couldn't even get it in. They had so much fish. So finally they tied a rope to Jeeps and they pulled it in. And they had so much fish, they were telling everybody, just, hey, bring your coolers and get your fish. Well, one guy had flip-flops on. He walked over there and kicked a 12-inch catfish with his flip-flops out of the net. And that's that, whatever it is, the bone, that catfish,
yeah, the
went
barb
between his big toe and the other toe. And it broke off.
Oh, man.
And, you know, they life flighted that boy out of there. I never seen somebody's foot swell up so bad and a man scream so hard. But the more of the story, you don't kick catfish with flip-flops on.
No.
So, you know. But and then the other thing was, last thing, I'm gonna stop talking. I watched a person bring a brand-new Winnebago out there, a big brand-new one. Low tide, parks it by the water.
Yep.
They get in the car and they left it. And when they got back, the water was above the windshield.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and it had it pinned against the rocks. And so people, you just never know what you're going to see out there. So
sure
you
don't.
True.
So, I'll write a book about there, you know.
Yep, I've been going out there since I was about 9.
I know you've been out there when those tankers come in, and they pull that water, water out, and they release it.
Yep.
We watch a lady set up a bass net out there on that, behind the rocks, when the slow tide, you got a nice little beach area on the riverside.
Mm-hmm.
She was sunbathing herself, had her baby in the bassinet. Tanker comes through there hauling butt. Draw sucks the water, releases it. A 6-foot wall of water hits them. You know that bassinet floated, just floated with a baby in it.
Oh, wow!
And we got to them, and she was. But the thing about, she was more worried about her cooler of beer, I think, than the baby. She was out there trying to get their beer out of the water, walking around. Here we are holding the baby.
So, oh man!
You know, it's a storybook out there.
It is. Sure you is. Really see some sights out there, I tell you.
All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Henry. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've seen some wild things out there. And like you're talking about, people used to park on the riverside of the rocks right there at the beginning at low tide, where that sand goes way out.
Yep.
And we used to tear up the flounder on the outgoing tide. You get where that sand comes down and then it turns into
around.
The rocks.
Yeah.
They would just stack up in there, because you'll see the mullet and all that stack up in there, you know. But we used to catch crap out of flounder right there.
You see a lot of birds sitting right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good indicator.
Yeah. So when that tide comes in, I mean, I've seen trucks down there park and people walk out on the rocks, and then the tide comes in and water comes up, you know.
I was telling,
they ain't getting it out then.
In New Smyrna, the guys with four-wheel drive Jeeps that always have big long ropes, and they're like, hey, I'll pull your car out for $20.
Yeah.
And they'd make money all day.
They used to do that out there all the time.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back before it was actually the city park and ranger station and all that. Yeah, they used to have snatch ropes, you know, everything out there. On.
Yep. I was showing him the flat part out there when we was out that where you where you used to could walk all the way out there just about.
Yep. I saw a picture the other day of the tracks that was out there when they used to do the little cart out there with the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And, anyway, didn't you tell me your stealth charger stopped working yesterday?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you find
not
out
yesterday,
what was wrong
with it? But I. Oh. No, I don't know what's wrong. I haven't messed with it yet. Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Old. I go home and take a nap.
Oh.
You know? It's definitely not working. I could not fish. I wanted to try to get some sheep off the spot where I saw you.
Yeah.
That's why I was floundering around.
We didn't even get a bite there.
Well, it's no consolation for my stealth charger being broken.
You know? But I mean, it was.
Is it charged when you plug in, or
yeah,
it does.
Mm-hmm.
Just not when the motor's running.
So you got a full charge in the morning when you go out.
Well, I have a battery maintenance system too. You know, so I just go home and plug it in as soon as I back the boat up.
Mm-hmm.
And but now my batteries are maybe a year and a half old, and I used to get it. Well, I could go pretty much all day before I had the stealth charger, and the batteries were new. But I've never let them run down. Maybe three or four times I didn't plug in right away. So I've taken caution to prevent those batteries from going bad. Stupid. You know?
Yeah, because a lot of people will come back and not charge your batteries up.
They'll
wait till they go fishing again, and then they'll plug it in and
that's
charge
good.
It. Yeah, and it stays low all that time. Now, people say they don't have memories. It may not have memory, so to speak, you know, but still, it's not good for the battery, you know, be low charge sitting there for 2-3 weeks before you go fishing again.
Well, the battery people say they have memories. You know, they've got the manufacturers. Yeah.
Yeah, do they? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Especially the way we do it. We run them dry, and we suck all the power out of them. And the stealth charge is supposed to prevent that, as you know.
Well, yeah, and mine seems to, I mean, I've never had a red light, you know, again since I put the stealth charger on my boat.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, you know, power all the time now, you know. Because it got to where I'd go out there and fish the jetties in the morning at strong current and all that.
Right.
And then when by the time I'd get into the creeks, on like even on the outgoing tide, you're going against the current to go up in a creek, you know. I wouldn't have enough juice to go up in there, but now, you know, it's plenty of juice to do that. But it just got to where, you know, I got tired of that, so I went and got that stealth charger installed, and that way I've got plenty of juice all the time.
Yeah, I don't. And it's been going on for, I don't know, a while.
Oh, it has?
Yeah. And I just...
Well, maybe you're...
I don't know if it started to work less and less and finally quit or what, but anyways...
Maybe one of your batteries is bad.
Had them tested.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I took them both out. You know how fun that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a battery the size of a Volkswagen in a shoebox and trying to pull it down.
Yep.
I tell people, you know, they want to go fish with me. I said, you know, what can they bring? I said, nothing. Except for Dad, he's got a shipping container for a tackle box.
Yeah. I'm going to go down in infamy with my tackle box.
You are. I'm telling you that. That thing, you talk about the weight, you have to put it to one side of the boat, stand on the other. Let's get Bosco on there. Good morning.
Morning, y'all. My curiosity is, do you have a DVD or are you on YouTube on sheep's head fishing?
Do I have a DVD?
Yeah, I went to one of your...
I've got one that I just show when I do seminars, but I don't have one to sell.
And he's not very good looking, so YouTube is out of the question.
Yeah.
I can get around that.
But yeah, I mean, I do seminars, and I generally show it then, you know, but as I do sheephead seminars, which I'm doing.
Exactly.
I'm doing one on the 27th, at 57 Heaven in Orange Park. So,
gotcha. Well, that place will be packed with you there. They must be rather good looking.
Yeah, they're talking about, well, you know, they're closing the bar. I mean, they're going to be able to, you know, serve alcohol, of course, to people who want to buy alcohol. But, I mean, you know, they're not going to have, you know, it's not going to be like the music playing and all that until after we all leave. But anyway, that's going to be about 6 o'clock on the 27th of February. And hopefully I'll be able to show that DVD there. I know I get to show it usually at, you know, West Marine, places like that, wherever I have a seminar at.
I'd say if you make a multitude of those, I'm sure they would fly like pancakes, you know?
They may would. Yeah, they may would. I just have to get somebody to video it or something, you know?
Well, there you go. There you go. One other last question, you know, here in Jacksonville, you know, we get these... the robins that come through here every year, are they heading back north, or are they going south? Or you know this is almost predictable. You see these robins here,
right?
In Florida,
and I think they're heading north.
My friend in New Smyrna Beach said they're gone. I talked to him 2 days ago. He said all those robins, because you know the business they do on your cars.
Yeah,
my grandmother. Her mom had a place in South Florida. It took them a week from Pennsylvania. Remember, I'm a damn Yankee. And to get here, because the roads are so bad. But she told me that the restaurants had robin on the menu in the winter down in South Florida 100, you know, 50 years ago or 75 years ago. It's pretty fascinating.
My nephew eats them. He has a lot of meat on the breast.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I think they're all heading north, Bosco. I think that's what they do when they come into here, because, like, you know, which kind of, like Bill was just saying, they're already gone from South Florida, so... That must be what's happening. They're heading north.
That's only 100 miles to New Smyrna.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully they'll get out of here, because my wife gets a carport. I don't.
Well, and actually, if we get, you know, this warmer weather keeps going on, like we're talking about this next week and all that, maybe that'll drive them on out of here.
Well, it's too bad that the geese can't get the idea and follow the robins.
Yeah, I know, because the geese, I don't know what it is with those Canadian geese. They've come down here and just kind of made this their home. Yeah.
Think about it. It's welfare.
Yeah, they're
staying. We're giving them welfare.
Yeah, they get free food everywhere.
Free food everywhere, and you're not allowed to shoot them.
Yeah. Is that the way our society is going, you know? If it's free, stay. If it's not, go back.
Yeah, I think so. Good. I believe it is.
Good to go. Good to go. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
I'm up here in Savannah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm up here in Savannah waiting for the parade to start for St. Patty's Day, and I'll be down the river watching some of these Georgia bass boats. You ever seen some of these Georgia bass boats?
Oh, yeah.
Leaving them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never seen a trolling line off of these bass boats, you know. You know the bass boats I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're called cargo carriers.
Yeah, uh-huh.
A little bit of humor.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, something that's better than a video is come down and fish with me sometime. And that's better than a video. You'll be able to get one-on-one,
And he's the wizard of the waterways too.
You'll be able to get one-on-one teaching right there about the sheep's head.
Well, see, I wanted to use it to fish off of bridges, you know.
Uh-huh.
I sold him a boat. Bridges are always available, you know.
Correct.
I just bought, one of these huge 16-foot pro-bass fishing poles that I can, you know, get pretty close to the pylons from the shore, you know. I found a place that's potentially available. And, there's just a knack to hooking a sheep head. You know, I mean, they hit it so lightly, you know, that, you know, it takes a good amount of time. And a boat, you know, you're right there at the pylons, you know, and you can chum, or probably not anymore, but.
Yeah, you can still chum. You
know. Oh, okay, well, there you go. And so fishing off of a pier, is the same as fishing off a boat, you know, because you have to deal with the current. You know, around the pylons, you know, and so there's a little technique there, you know, but it's just the touch, you know, the touch of the boat, you know, that I had to bring myself up to speed on, you know.
And I'll tell you, one of the things a lot of people do is they get on a bridge and they'll go out in deep water, like 20, 25, 30 feet or whatever, you know, however deep that the river is, but they'll go out there in 20, 25 foot of water and try to fish next to the piling where you got more current, so your line gets further away from the piling. Those sheep's head around those pilings, like where I fish, if I fish around bridge pilings, I'm fishing in the 8 to 12 foot pilings, 8 to 12 foot deep pilings. I don't get out there in that current. And that way your line stays closer to the piling itself. So that might give you a little trick to try too. Well, we sure appreciate your call, Bosco, and of course you hear the music. We're gonna have to go. I think we lost you anyway. Can't hear you. But
can't hear you. It's breaking up.
But I sure appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And
have a good day.
222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll talk about the El Cheapo Sheep's Head Tournament coming up here soon too.